Preceville, players and parents are dusting off their skates and getting excited for another season of hockey. There are only four teams this year with only 39 hockey players registered. The U7 team will be coached by Carl Czechowy, U9 will be coached by Nathan Seggers, U11 coached by Conrad Peterson and U13 will be coached by Jared Lukey. Both the U15 and U18 team are based out of Kenora. The U11 team is a shared team with Kenora. We would like to encourage any new players that are interested in playing but don't have equipment to contact Corey Paul, who is the president of Preceville Minor Hockey and Preceville Minor Hockey, PMH, will help you dress your player, said Candace Kuda, past board member. There will be a kickoff for hockey with a free skate and hot dogs for all hockey registrants and their families on November 5 in the afternoon. The event is open to the public with everyone welcomed. There is also a referee clinic on November 4 and goalie clinic on November 10. Ice is currently being put in the Preceville Arena with a projected completion date of October 23. Other programs utilizing the rink will be the Preceville Figure Skating Club and the Senior Pats Hockey Team. Preceville Minor Hockey Executive R. Corey Paul, President. Jesse Nelson, Vice President. Aaron Trawell, Treasurer. Crystal Carroll, Secretary. Scott Carroll, Referee-in-Chief. And Maggie Lukey as the Registrar. Members at large are Lindsay Bashforth, Bobbyon Danielson, and Shane Nelson. Changes are coming to hockey rinks across the country as Hockey Canada implements a new policy that bars players from fully undressing in change rooms. Hockey Canada's new policy requires athletes to wear a base layer at all times in the dressing room, and to use a bathroom stall or empty dressing room to change in or out of their base layer, stated Hockey Canada. It also encourages athletes to wear minimum attire in the showers, including swimwear. The policy applies to officials' dressing rooms as well. The new rules took effect September 12. In a statement, Hockey Canada says the rules were implemented to enhance the safety of all participants through proper supervision and minimum attire requirements. All participants have the right to utilize the dressing room or an appropriate and equivalent dressing environment based on their gender identity, religious beliefs, body image concerns, and/or other reasons related to their individual needs. Hockey Canada said it recognizes parents' concerns around athletes remaining in their gear following an ice time, but the policy does not prohibit participants from changing in their base layer, or showering at the rink, by changing in and out of clothes using a private bathroom stall or empty dressing room. The policy also states that two trained, screened adults must be in dressing rooms, or be just outside the dressing room with the door open. All team talks, before or after ice times, must be done with all players in the room. It also prohibits violence or videos, photos or voice recordings in the dressing room.